If you're not awake, put up your hand. No hand. Okay, that means you're all awake. That's encouraging. Even Deacon Raymond is awake.
I'm awake.
All right.
I'm awake.
Half awake, you say. Okay. All right. Let us pray together. Loving Heavenly Father, we thank Thee that we can meet with Thee this morning. Lord, what a privilege it is to be able to spend time with Thee, spend time in Thy Word, to spend time in prayer. And Father, we do ask that as we start the activities for today with Thee, that Thou would guide and direct us throughout the day. That all we say and do today may bring glory to Thy name and will help us to walk worthy of the Lord as we indeed endeavor to labor together with Thee that we may be fruitful in every good work. So, Father, bless our devotional time together this morning. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, if you will please take your little sheet out. Yesterday, we talked about just a closer walk with Thee, and we'll be talking more about that today. But yesterday, we did not sing it. And I got some feedback, and I thought actually, too, that it would be good for us to sing this. So we'll be singing this. I've asked Ian to practice it, so that he would be very proficient in it, and he said he already knew it. All right, so we'll ask Ian to play it, and I'm not sure how familiar you are with this. Some of the older ones among you would be more familiar. Some of the younger ones may be not as familiar or may not know it at all. I don't know. Ian, would you give us a play through once, please? Very easy to sing. I think let's all stand and let's begin by singing just the refrain or just the chorus. All right? Give us the key. Are you ready?
Just a little walk with Thee, granted Jesus is my plea. Daily walking close to Thee.
Alright, it sounds like you got it all. So we'll sing, you know, verse 1 and then the chorus, and verse 2 the chorus, and we might as well even sing all 3 in the chorus. So ready for that? I am weak, but Thou art strong.
I am weak, but Thou art strong. Jesus, keep me from all wrong.
Just a closer walk with Thee.
Verse through this world of toil and snares. If I falter, Lord, who cares? Who with me my burden shares? None but thee, dear Lord, none but thee. Let us turn in our Bibles to Matthew chapter 11. Matthew chapter 11, and we'll read the last three verses. But I just want to make a few comments about one of those verses. Matthew 11, 28 through 30. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls, for my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. May the Lord bless to our hearts the reading of this portion of His holy and infallible words. Verse 28, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. The word come, as it is here, is in the Greek in the imperative, which means it is an order. Command. I think we sometimes need to refresh our knowledge of the English language. You know, and when I grew up, we used to have to diagram sentences and what's the subject, what's the verb, and what's the object, and all these kind of things. So the older ones here will probably have gone through the same experience. You have to do that, but I'm not so sure that the younger ones do. I find that today, if I teach the biblical languages, whether it's Hebrew or Greek, the first thing I've got to do is teach them English, you know, because they need to know what is the subject of this sentence and what's the object of this sentence, and you have direct object, you have indirect object, and, you know, if you don't know, how do you know whether something is in the nominative, the genitive, the dative, or the accusative, you know, which are some of your forms. I see Mark smiling, because he had to go through all that when he was doing his Greek. But, you know, you need to know all these things to be able to work sometimes in other languages. Same thing, by the way, if you know German, because German would use all these same things as well. So, you know, we need to know this. But the imperative has the idea of a command. You know, for instance, in the Great Commission in Matthew 28, you know, where Jesus talks to his disciples and says, go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. There's actually only one true imperative in there. We argue that the word go has an imperative force, and I will not argue with the Greek scholars on that particular point. But the only real imperative is that teach, that is, make disciples of all nations. A form of the verb mateituo, matetes is the Greek word for disciple, matetusas is an aorist imperative. You know, an imperative, this is a command, this is what you need to do. And so Jesus here says an imperative, come unto me. The Chinese will know very much the word come lie. So lie. I heard him talking yesterday, Alderman, lie to me. So come to Jesus. Lie to me, so send Chai. All right, I know my accents are wrong and my tones are wrong, but you know, I do know that little phrase there, lie to me, so. That was the first I think, one of the first Chinese things that I learned. My wife taught me how to sing that. So, you know, we just see that. But come to Jesus. And here, Jesus says, come unto me. And he says, come to me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. You're laboring. You're working hard. You're heavy laden. As a result, you are weary. You're tired. You're worn out. And the main problem is, we're weary and tired and worn out because we try to carry the burden ourselves. You know, that's the problem. We try to carry the burden ourselves. You know, that's why through this world of toils and snares, you know, you see this world, there's hard labor, there's all these burdens that we have. But if I falter, if I start to buckle the knees because the load is so heavy, you know, who cares? Who with me my burden shares? Well, people certainly are not going to care. They all look out for number one. They all look out for themselves. You know, bear ye one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ. I know the Bible says that. You know, but we tend to bear our own burdens, which the Bible also says we are to do. So we have to consider that within its context. But here, you know, we labor. We are heavy laden. And it is because we try to carry the burdens ourselves. But Jesus says when we come to him, he will give us rest. He will give us refreshment. But I want you to think for a moment about these burdens, that laboring, that heavy load that we carry. And there's many reasons why we have that. One of them might be, for instance, the burden of providing for a family. You know, that's not easy to provide for a family. There's been so many articles recently written, you know, and news reports about the cost of the utilities going up. Electricity is more expensive, and water is more expensive, and gas is more expensive. I was shocked when my last electricity bill was double the previous one. Wow, what happened? Well, I know what happened. It was hot, so we turned the air conditioning on. So I know that's what's happened. So I'm sure the next one is going to be less because you don't run the air conditioning quite as much, you know, but then we get to the winter time, so you're going to turn it back on again. You know, so you know, you see this, but there's the burden of providing for the family. There's all these expenses to look after. You know, the kids, they fall down and they got a hole in the knees of their pants, and you know, so you got to buy new pants for them. It's just going on and on and on, and we got that burden. You know, there's a burden of keeping relationships that we have going. I think for you young people, let's see, sometimes wear this BGR. Some of you know what I mean by BGR, and some of you may have no clue what I mean by BGR. Boy-girl relations. You know, you see them developing relationship, but there is a burden. How is this developing? You know, is she the right one for me? Is he the one that the Lord wants me to marry? You know, there is a burden there, and we're trying to carry that burden by ourselves. Of course, you see also the burden of guilt. You know, we have sinned against the Lord, and we carry that heavy burden of guilt, and we're trying to carry that alone. There might be the burden of, well, I just don't measure up to the standards. You know, I'm just not good enough. And, you know, there's a tendency to do that, too. You know, I try, but I'm just not good enough, and I just can't make the standards there. There might even be the burden of church. You say the burden of church? Yeah, there's some things expected from me, you know, to be in the church, and there's a burden there, and I try to carry that burden all by myself, you know, and oh, I'm the pastor of the church, you know, I've got to carry that whole church, and I've got to have a Sunday sermon, and then I have to have the Bible study, and oh, there is so much going on, I've got to visit this person, I've got to visit that person, you know, and for you that might be a little bit different, but you have to be there on time every Sunday. Well, it's so hard to be on time. Well, it's dishonoring to God if you're late, we know that. But you know, you have that burden. You've got to be there. And this pastor keeps pressuring on to me. He wants me to be there not only on Sunday, he even wants me to be there on Wednesday for prayer meeting. Well, what is this? What is that burden that comes up? Burdens of work. Well, my boss is just terrible. I know some of you are your own boss. So maybe you think consider yourself terrible. That I don't know. But you know, you have your work, and there's the burdens, the pressures of work. You know, the boss gives you some work. When did it have to be done? Yesterday. How am I gonna get it finished? You know, we've got that burden. There's the burden of children. Well, children are heirs of the Lord. You know, the fruit of the womb is his reward. We consider children a blessing. Yes, but have you ever changed 30 nappies? Well, yes, I have. All right, but it was a long time ago. So, there's a pressure with bringing up the children. There's a pressure of studies. You know, let's face it. There's a lot of studies. And there's always the pressures. You know, we've got exams coming up, and they've got to do this, got to do that. Well, I'm sure you can add a lot more things to that list. But there's always a burden that we need to bear. There's always a lot of stress. And so this is what Jesus says, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden." Because we tend to say, "I do it myself." We try to carry the burden ourselves. And that's why it is so heavy. But Jesus says, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden." Or, as he puts it in the song, "Through this world of toils and snares, if I falter, Lord, who cares? Who with me my burden shares? None but thee, dear Lord, none but thee." So our Lord will help to carry our burdens. And that's a wonderful thing to know. You know, as we go throughout the day, we have a wonderful Savior. Not only did he take our sins upon him, but he also is willing to carry our burdens. You know, we have so much happening. There's so much stress. There's so many problems in daily living. But our Lord says, "Come unto me. I will give you rest." Now, as we look at that, consider this. Don't take on any other burdens than the ones that the Lord lays on you. The Lord may give us some burdens, but don't keep adding to it, making your own burdens and putting more stress upon yourself. That's not going to help us at all. But instead of heaping up problems upon yourself, turn them over to the Lord. You know, we get breakdowns. You know, we just collapse. Don't worry, the Lord never collapses. All right? So we can turn over our burdens to him. So don't take on any burdens that are unnecessary. We have enough problems to worry about without worrying about the problems of the world. You know, it's all right to look at the news to see what's happening and what's going on, but what's happening, happening, you know, that's not going to be a burden for us. At least it should not be. You know, some of these kind of things that are happening, don't make them a burden for yourself. So don't add to the situation that you already have, but instead, if you want to do something, do it positively, and that is focus your attention on becoming more like our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And as we come back to the same thing, growth in Christ likeness. Because that's what we need to focus on, to become like Jesus. To be like Jesus, to be like Jesus, all I ask, to be like him. So pure and holy, so meek and lowly, All I ask, to be like Him. That's what I want. To be like Christ. So, sure, we do have burdens to bear. We do have families to look after. We do have relationships that we need to keep going and that we need to develop properly. We may sometimes feel that we don't measure up. But hey, who are you comparing yourself with? Don't look at other people. Look at the Lord. You know, and it's a joy to be able to serve the Lord in the church. Sure, you have studies. You know, you have exams. And as Preacher Mark pointed out, you know, I think it was Preacher Mark, I heard it yesterday, you know, don't expect the Lord to help you pass your exams if you don't study. You know, it's one of those things. So you need to do your part. But in all this, we have the Lord who will help us. The Lord who said, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." So, to this world of toil and snares, if I falter, Lord, who cares? People don't. Who with me my burden shares? Generally, not many people will share your burdens. But we know that the Lord cares and shares. None but thee, dear Lord. None but thee. So commit your burdens to the Lord. He will take care. He will provide. And He will give you rest. That's His promise. And as you know, He keeps His promises. This time, let's do what we did yesterday by splitting up into small groups as we spend time in prayer. Particularly, again, let's thank the Lord for His blessings yesterday. I think we had a good day yesterday, so pray that the Lord will be with us throughout the day. Let's also thank the Lord that the missing bag for Mrs. Chen showed up, so we praise the Lord for that. So thank God for that. Thank God for beautiful weather, and pray for our cruise this afternoon. All right, we hope nobody will get seasick. Well, I don't think so. It looks pretty quiet because we're heading dead away. All right? We're not going to look at all those crazy houses that we looked at before, but we're going to go across to the Murray Mouth. Is that correct? Murray Mouth. That sounds like South Australia. Wow, that's a long trip to go to the Murray River in South Australia. Anyway, it's called Murray here also. Why they have two rivers, Murray in Australia, I don't know, but they do. So we have a number of things to pray for. So pray for Preacher Mark Chen as he speaks. Pray for the discussion groups. Pray for the children as they have their meetings also. My wife's voice is not very good, okay? So she can't yell back at me today. So, you know, so that is a blessing. All right. So, but you know, do pray that the Lord will give her the voice that she's able to teach the children today. So, any other special requests that we should mention this morning? Okay. We will, by the way, spend some time in prayer tonight also, because this is Wednesday, and Wednesday we normally have our Bible study and prayer meeting. So tonight we will spend some time in prayer. We'll share the prayer request with you all for that. Okay, if nothing else, let's go small groups like we did yesterday.